WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the summer, lots of readers like to tackle complex works of nonfiction. Book critic Maureen Corrigan tells us why this summer she turned to two ambitious works of historical fiction.
What compels someone as a deadly threat is drawing closer and closer to sit down and write a novel? That was Irene Nemirovsky's response to the German occupation of France in 1940. Nemirovsky was a Russian Jewish emigre who had become a celebrated novelist in France while she was still in her 20s. When the Germans invaded, Nemirovsky, her husband, and two small daughters fled Paris to the countryside. There she set to work on an ambitious project, a five-part novel about the current situation in France. It would be constructed like a symphony and called Suite Française. She completed two of the projected five parts before the French police knocked at the door in July of 1942 and arrested her. Nemirovsky was deported to Auschwitz, where she died at age 39. A few months later, her husband was sent there, straight to the gas chamber. Largely through the help of their governess, their two daughters survived the war on the run with their mother's notebook in their suitcase. 64 years after Nemirovsky's death, the uncompleted novel in that notebook has been published. Nemirovsky's artistic and moral response to the horror that she fatalistically predicted would claim her life. Suite Française is much more than a historical curio, although one thing that is decidedly odd about the two existing sections of this novel is that there's barely a mention of Jews in France. Instead, we get a sweeping vision of Gentile French citizenry, everyone from bank presidents to ordinary clerks, caught first in a panicked exodus on the eve of the Nazi entry into Paris, and then, as Nemirovsky writes, the inert French masses, loathsome in defeat and collaboration. Throughout both sections, Nemirovsky displays enormous energy and intelligence as a writer, as when she describes village merchants palming off junk on their German soldier customers. Women's corsets from the last war, linen decorated with little flags and embroidered Eiffel towers, they'd buy anything. They inspired in the inhabitants of the occupied countries fear, respect, aversion, and the amusing desire to fleece them, to take advantage of them, to get hold of their money. Why did Nemirovsky choose to begin a novel about the German occupation rather than a piece of nonfiction like the Diary of Anne Frank, to which Suite Française has been compared? One answer is the panoramic quality of this work, the way fiction allows Nemirovsky entrance into even the most mundane thoughts and betrayals of her fellow French citizens. And why write another book, particularly a novel, about the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire of 1911? That was my first, admittedly ungenerous thought when I got an early copy of Catherine Webber's just-published novel, Triangle. Before 9/11, the Triangle Fire was New York City's greatest workplace tragedy, claiming the lives of nearly 150 people, mostly young immigrant girls, who worked at that sweatshop. There have been so many novels, documentaries, poems, and historical works on the subject, including reporter David von Drehle's fabulous 2003 social history, Triangle, The Fire That Changed America. Do we really need a new novel? Well, the answer, to quote Ralph Waldo Emerson, is that beauty is its own excuse for being, and Weber's novel is indeed a thing of beauty. Weber dreams up a character, Esther Gottsfeld, who's 106 years old and the last living survivor of the Triangle Fire. But Weber's novel really gets intriguing when we readers catch on to one more fact about Esther. She's a deliberately unreliable narrator. Altogether, Triangle is a structurally dazzling novel whose formal acrobatics have a purpose beyond their own cleverness, that is, to make readers feel anew the tragedy of the Triangle Fire. Listen to this sentence, the last sentence in a paragraph describing Esther's eventual peaceful death in a nursing home. It was more than 90 years since the day she didn't die, but you can only survive a disaster for so long, and 90 years is a very long time. Just when you think a much-documented horror has lost its ability to touch you, novelists like Nemirovsky and Weber make an observation, turn a phrase, and you find yourself startled into awareness once again.
Maureen Carrigan reviewed Triangle by Catherine Weber and Suite Francaise by Irène Nemirovsky. Nemirovsky's daughter, Denise Epstein, is in the U.S. this week on a brief book tour.